This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A ban on polystyrene, known by many people as styrofoam, is set to go into effect at the first of the year in the city of San Luis Obispo. As KCBX reporter Aiden Matthews explains, all of the restaurants in town, except for one, are getting on board with it, but not all are necessarily happy about the ban.
Okay, will that be for here or to go?
Starting at the first of the year, when you hear this question, your to-go container options will likely not include polystyrene.
I mean, I have mixed feelings, quite frankly, about it, only because there's no clear alternative to it that does the job properly.
Scott Sweeney is the owner of Luis's place in downtown SLO. We met with him on the sidewalk outside his place, where he also has tables. He says he has his doubts about the ban's cost-effectiveness.
For the boxes, which is the primary concern, we've gone to a sugar fiber, I guess it is, but it's at double the cost.
While he's not a fan of the higher price tag, Sweeney says it is not the cost that is most important to him.
For me, that's not what it is. It's more of the quality of the food that's going to come from that box.
Businesses could take a one-time exemption, but nearly all have not, including Splash Cafe.
Yeah, it seems especially in San Luis Obispo, our customers tend to be a little more environmentally friendly and conscious. So we do have people that approach us and ask us if we use any styrofoam products. It would be great if it was nationwide or even statewide. Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Brett Collins is the general manager at Splash Cafe and says the restaurant chose to drop styrofoam products long before the ban was approved.
We use paper that is biodegradable. It is 90 days in the ground biodegradable.
The polystyrene ban will go into effect at the first of the year. Aiden Matthews, KCBX News.
The deadline for exemption was Sunday, and the city tells us that only one restaurant, Margie's Diner, chose to file. Randall White, KCBX News.